All right, J-Mart, you are back today at a track that you love and you've done well. But, dude, yeah, we had some crashes. In typical J-Mart style, you're not giving up, but kind of a rough main event for you.
Yeah. Like you said, Steve, I was cranked to be here, come back for Daytona. I'm like, oh, you know, it's a little bit of a hybrid. It's a little more mellow. Showed up, and I was like, well, we ain't in Kansas anymore, dude. You can tell Dirtworks put the old special on it. It was the ruddiest, softest Daytona I think I've ever been a part of in the 11 years I've been racing. So, crazy.
I know Dirtworks guys showed me a video on Friday, and they were walking on it, and it was just sponge. It was bouncing, the dirt was. And then, of course, we got rain today, so that didn't help, right?
Yeah. No, it definitely didn't. Two good rain showers today. And then, I was just in survival. I was like, get a good start. Just stay on your bike.
Yeah.
And then I did not do that.
And Maine.
Yeah. I was just like, in the Maine, I was great start. And I was like, a couple guys passed me, and I'm like, just go.
Yeah.
You know, just let them go and just, hit your laps. And I hit a really deep rut, and I didn't see the hole at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I just front end dropped and said, all right, let's go for a ride.
The heat one looked nasty. You got up right away from that one. I thought, that was worse than the main.
Yeah. I was just hit that triple, and Deegan was on me. And, just the front end pushed after that little baby double, and I was like, oh, boy.
Dude, you can't afford these crashes, right? I mean, we know we saw all your Detroit thing. It's got to feel like, you're getting beat up right now.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of years, you know, and I just want to get out there. And I love what I do, and I love the grind, but, we got to stop this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel physically? I know your thumb's banged up a little bit, head obviously. How do you feel, though? Like, where are you at that way?
I feel really good. Like, after Detroit, I didn't train for 7 days, 8 days.
Yeah.
And then I was seeing a functional neurologist, like, for the concussion and stuff. Yeah. So that was really good, and I got cleared. Everything was really good. I got back to training. And then, you know, I was just like, I hit my head pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't feel comfortable racing Dallas.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's give Daytona a go. And it was a wild one.
Yeah. Thumb?
Yeah, thumb's broken. I don't know, Steve. We're just trying to make a living here.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, man. Daytona is such a good spot for you normally, right? I mean, it brings back such good memories. Did you get second on 450 or third?
Second
on a 450, and you know, you've done great here. So yeah, I did feel like talking to the riders today that the Dirtworks edition. And I don't know why they did it, but the Dirtworks edition changed this place a little bit.
Yeah, I'd agree for sure. Definitely, Dirtworks has like the way they build tracks, and it's nothing wrong with it, but it's just they have their own staple. Like they stamp it, right?
Yeah.
Everyone has a stamp, right? And the way they stamp it, it's definitely unique.
First time I talked to you this year, post-race stuff. How's your bike? How's everything going coming into Detroit? Like, were you happier in a better spot?
I think the new Yamaha is a better motorcycle.
Yeah.
I think it turns better. I think it handles really well. But in a race, and I was really comfortable at club, and I thought I was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely made some suspension adjustments and realized, okay, whoa, race day is a different beast. So I'm trying to learn that, and then obviously I was on my head at round one. So I think we can make the bike better.
Yeah.
But that's something that,
yeah. Well, when you're hurt, and you want to practice, and you don't practice as well as you need to, and then you're behind the eight ball. I mean, you know the story, right? Yeah, for even champion like yourself, you gotta stay on it.
Yeah, you gotta stay on it. And I've missed a lot of races in the last 2 or 3 years of my career, and I feel like it shows.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you can't beat the gate drops.
Yeah. Well, we're pulling for you, man. Let's hope we can, just like you said, stay on the bike.
Yeah.
Let some guys go if you need to, and just finish the races.
Yes, sir. I'm working on it.
All right. Thanks, J-Mart.
Yeah.